Nation. The latest, the greatest, the freshest, all indie music, all day, all night, all of the time.
And now it's time for... This is a song about stupid people that make the news. News of the stupid. And the false accusations made against me. Word.
I guess they're stupid, to prove it innocent. Causing baking soda needs you to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess they're stupid, to prove it innocent. Causing baking soda needs you to incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I've been reporting the news of the stupid for years. So this wasn't me. I didn't do it. You've got to believe me.
Slam the gavel, Judge Wapner got a grind.
Rocking my brain for days, how'd I get these black white stripes?
Smartest guy in my house, that was me a week ago.
Blacked out and now I'm the male Lindsay Lowe.
And you can throw the book at me and I'ma not know how to read.
Can I just pay for my Mickey D's with this bag of weed?
I'ma jump inside a panda cage for a hug instead of a sleigh.
Then do each and all my business on a toy that starts display.
This is obviously a case of misplaced identity.
Plus his face is too pretty for this backwards carved letter B.
If I can't purify this dumb, it's gonna kill me.
What's going on? Why these cop cars playing chicken
with
me?
Stupid. To prove it innocent, causing baking soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent, causing baking soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. So if you're innocent,
it's
let me
kind innocent. Of blurry.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
I don't remember much.
So if you're innocent,
and I don't think I want to.
Come on, say one complete sentence.
And I think
yeah.
It went down like this. I was taping my podcast show. Next thing you know, everything goes black. I woke up with a way lower IQ and a blood alcohol level of 0.42. I never claimed to be a genius, but this was deranged. I started acting stupid like my brain was shortchanged. I tried to sell my baby on Craigslist. And then while robbing a bank, I handed them my driver's license.
Why?
Scratched my itch with a gun. It was loaded. Cleared cobwebs with a blowtorch and my house exploded. But then the moment I really feared, guilty on all charges for the dumbest person of the year.
I guess it's stupid. Causing baking soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate. I guess it's stupid to prove it innocent. Causing baking soda means that you incriminate. Can we incarcerate? How about we vaccinate? So from common sense they will no longer deviate.
Stupid as child.
News of the stupid. Word up. I never thought I'd be making my own news. I can't brain today. People are stupid, and once again, they've proven it. Visit ManicMondays.net for more information.
This week's Stupid as Charged consists of three stories which all share the theme of stupid, dumb, strange, weird, or in some other manner are worthy of a dunce cap rating. In particular, this episode, stealing a judge's nameplate, taking out a hit on an entire police department via Craigslist, and places you shouldn't go wee-wee.
A man accused of stealing a judge's nameplate and then posting a photo on Facebook. This story comes from WPTV.com. As if it wasn't bad enough that Stephen Mahal 21 of Coral Springs decided to steal the judge's nameplate. He then proceeded to post a picture of himself holding up the nameplate on his girlfriend's Facebook page, which he had pried from the judge's door in the courtroom. The sheriff said the nameplate didn't cost a lot, could be replaced, but Stephen had violated his parole, and he was flaunting what he did on Facebook. Wow.
Okay. That... you know, it reminds me of another one we did on Stupid as Charged, where the guy held a woman hostage in a room and was posting pictures on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, but it's... Well, hey, it's the social media and connectivity, but duh.
You know, I mean, it's like, I broke the law. Look at me, what I did. Here's a picture of my evidence.
Why didn't he take the gavel, too? No.
My gavel. Why?
He should have just taken the picture and handed it to the cops and said, look here what I did.
And we got Nigel still here with us from his interview we just did, which will get published in a couple of days here at Indie Nation. What do you think of this story, Nigel?
Only in America, I suppose, but you get quite a few idiots in England as well. But I've never heard that, especially put it on Facebook. That's, who does that? Who, I don't get that. Who in their right mind would think to steal something and then broadcast it is beyond me.
I don't know. I mean, that is just... That, yeah. Okay, well, we got to rate it, you know, with our dunce caps. I think I'm going to go with a 3.5 on this one for me.
I have to agree with you on that, Lumpy.
So you're going to go 3.5?
Yeah.
What about you, Omni?
I'll go 3.5.
Nigel, you care to give it a like a from a 0.5 to a 5 dunce cap rating for us?
I'm gonna go with 4.
You're gonna go with 4.
Anything like that before. Yeah, I've never heard anything like that before, and that's bizarre.
So, what was so Mr. Stephen Mulhall, I think is his name, Mulhall, he's going to end up with 4 dunce caps on the average for us after we do all the math, I think. Wow. I don't know. I'm still kind of like, you know, and do you guys remember the Barefoot Bandit making the national news, too?
Yes, wow.
I mean, I don't know. It seems to be a trend. Like, let's commit a crime and post it to Facebook. Like, the police would never check Facebook, right? I don't know. I don't know what to say on that. We cannot make these up. I think it's appropriate that we segue out of this one with Why Are You Friending Me on Facebook by Devo Spice of the Fump. You can find Devo Spice at devospice.com and, of course, the members of the Fump at thefump.com. Also like to mention that our intro track was Stupid as Charged featuring Devo Spice with Carrie Dalby, also members of the Fump. So without further ado, here's Why Are You Friending Me on Facebook.
And I think I spent a lot of time trying to forget you exist. Now I see your friends online with the guy you cheated with. I knew our relationship was over for sure. The day you dumped me on my ass like a truck of manure. I dealt with it by never talking about you again. So why in God's name would I want you as a friend? Why are you friending me on Facebook, dude? I remember who you are and I don't want to be rude. But in middle school, we weren't exactly very close. In fact, I seem to remember that you broke my nose. Daily beatings were our only interactions. Except for that month, I was in traction. I remember when those friends of yours held me down on the mat. I don't remember much of anything after that. So why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook, jerk? I can see you from here in your cubicle at work. In fact, there's no place at 5 o'clock to get away from you. I know what your status is at any given time. I don't need to read it on that screen of mine. Seeing it would just be a reminder from you of how little work you actually do. You know it's bad enough I had to go and help our boss set up a profile. All the hours I lost. Do you have any idea of the pain in my head from when I had to explain how to use the web? I put up with your stupidity from 9 to 5. Beyond that, I don't even want to know you're alive. So forgive me if I don't accept your friend request. But believe me, it's really for the best. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. Facebook. Why are you friending me on Facebook? Facebook. In touch, which is fine, but sometimes it can be a bit much. Like, I appreciate the invite to the concert for your band, but I have to work tomorrow and the show is in Japan. And how many group invites must I ignore before you don't send them to me anymore? There are groups about soup, hula hoops, and poop, but I did break down and finally join the Angry Cup group. But now I kinda like the whole group thing because I can guilt you all into signing up for my cause. I don't wanna help the homeless or save endangered cheetahs. I want Wendy's to bring back the chicken Caesar pita. Are you friending me on Facebook? At least one is MySpace. I know they'll try to sell the crappy beats. If you think I give a damn, you must be joking me. Who the hell are you, and why are you poking me? You claim to be my father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's, former roommate. That's great. It doesn't make us soulmates. Just because I have a Kevin Bacon-style connection with you, it doesn't mean I want to play Scrabble with you. So I'm gonna find your wall, and you know what I'm gonna write? That you were great in bed, and I had fun last night. Just to see the reaction that your wife will have. Oh. You're a fan, and you saw me on the phone. My bad. Sure, everyone's welcome. Come along. Kindly disregard what I said in the song. If you want to be my friend, well, that's fine with me. Because I'll be rocking Facebook till I'm 93.
Trans fat, zero calories, all good, all of the time. Indie Nation.
Indie Nation listeners, you're listening to this week's episode number 10, I believe, of Stupid as Charged. Let's get back to the stupidity. You're busted by the police and seeking revenge? How about take out a hit on Craigslist? Yeah, an article at the Riverfront Times reports that William Lawrence was upset by the fact that he was arrested when he wisely decided to attempt to pull a weapon when the police arrived at his apartment in response to a disturbance. When they re-arrived, they discovered he had a warrant for failure to appear. He was shot with a taser, arrested, and charged for the marijuana plant and weapons they discovered while doing a protective sweep of his apartment. Wise Willie, as I think we should call him, was not done. Nope. He decided to place an ad on Craigslist. Quote, wanted dead. All Maplewood City police officers paying $1 million per head, $2 million for Detective Kerry Daniels, and he actually spelled it detectives. The article also states that he is bipolar. Bipolar or not, he's still considered a threat and is now charged with murder for hire.
Wow.
I mean, you know, Facebook, Craigslist, the internet's really becoming a factor here, folks, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
$1 million per head, too, is the other thing. Like, do you really?
That's what I do. Post it on a social network.
Yeah, you know. Send tweets out about it, too, right? Yeah, I guess he would. I mean, I didn't read the article verbatim, but apparently he was growing the pot.
Oh, wow.
And also, he still lived with his mom.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I've got a philosophy about police. I don't mind the police. I like the police. They protect us and stuff. But, you know, your involvement with the police should be something like, hey, officer, I hope you're having a good day. See ya. It shouldn't be like them showing up at your house when you have an outstanding warrant and waving a gun at them. You know what I mean?
Yes, and not posting on Craigslist, wanted dead, all the city police officers. I mean, come on, what was he thinking? It was like posted on it said, here's your sign.
Yeah, you know, here's your sign. And Cleta, you used the word thinking. Okay, now, that process is not necessarily involved in this story.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you know, once the police show up for domestic disturbance, and you, number one, you're not thinking about the fact that you have a warrant outstanding, and number two, when you pull a weapon on them,
yeah,
no thought there, okay? Okay. I think I'm going to have to go with a 4 on this one for the dunsometer.
I ain't think I'd give it a 4.5.
Oh, you're going to go even higher, huh? Omni, what's your vote?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay, well, I think that's going to round down to a 4. So far, we got 2 4s. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. But I can tell you one thing about this guy. Don't you think he's definitely going to jail?
I would think so.
Yeah.
It's possibly.
Yeah, I think an appropriate one to end this one with is a tune by another member of the FUMP. You can find it at FUMP.com. You can also find him at RobertLund.com. The title of the track is Jail. It's a Beatles parody. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back after this with more Stupid as Charged.
Jail, don't be embarrassed.
Jail,
if you drive like Paris.
Jail,
cause you can hang out in
jail.
When I was young and dumb as love and rich and free,
I never dreamed
I'd wind up in the penitentiary. But now there's tons of awesome stars committing crimes. To be like these celebrities, I've got to do hard time. Jail's where Paris Hilton now goes down. It's a hot spot, just ask James or Bobby Brown. Hey, Mel Gibson's cop, take me downtown. Won't you please, please jail me? So now I taunt the cops with non-stop felonies. I tear off mattress tags and download MP3s. In jail I'll hang out with Mike Tyson every night. I'll have to just remind myself to hold the soap real tight. Jail's where cats meet Snoop Dogg in the pound. Even milfs like Daryl Hannah hang around. Jail's where all the chicks from Lost are found. Won't you please, please jail me? When I was young, I thought that prison would be hell. But nowadays, Lil Kim and Paris Hilton share my cell. Now, we all get conjugals from Kim Kardashian.
It's so hardcore
that OJ swore he'd kill to get back in. Jail has got the tightest bars in town. It's where Martha Stewart sewed Boy George a gown. Jail's got 4 Phil Spector walls of sound. Won't you please, please jail me? Jail me, jail me.
That's hot.
You're listening to Indie Nation, the latest and the greatest independent music from independent artists of all genres from all over the world.
This one is called How Not to Pee. In a story of sheer genius and heroism, 2 men were attempting to rob copper wire from a power substation. The genius, One of them decided to relieve himself on an electrical transformer, causing an explosion and a complete blackout of Leicester, England. The heroism? Second man leaves his buddy laying on the ground and runs in an effort to elude being captured by authorities. In a discussion in the comment thread on Gizmodo, they're wondering whether or not the man who peed on the transformer, who was permanently disfigured from the incident, qualifies for a Darwin Award since he technically removed himself from the gene pool. The commenter states, another past winner was a chap who lost his testicles in a golf ball cleaner. He was dumb enough to insert them. A friend was dumb enough to turn it on.
Oh my goodness.
Both of those just hurt thinking about it. I mean, ow. I mean,
hey, you gotta go, you gotta go.
I you know, and I'm sorry. I have this vision in my head. It, you know, it may explain why the second man ran. I mean, I just got this picture of the guy going, I double dare you, dude. I double dare you. You know? It'll sizzle, dude. Go ahead.
They said he was permanently disfigured. Go figure, you know?
Oh, man, you know? And I don't know what it's like in your area, but in the greater Cleveland area here, that's actually a rampant problem right now. I am not kidding you. The building next door, they ripped off all the transformers. Not only that, they climbed up the tower and disconnected the wires.
Yeah, this happens a lot here too. People have actually been electrocuted and died from it. Like a couple of days ago, my phone was out because people stole the copper wiring from the phone lines.
I remember I was just getting off the air. It was a Saturday morning about 2 a.m. and I hear this loud boom from downstairs. And I'm like, gotta go. Get the gun. Call the police. I'm like, look, I think they're in the building. We've been having all kinds of, because, I mean, they came back like every day for a week. And I told the police, this is, I'm armed. I'm going downstairs. If you don't hear from me in 2 minutes, we got a problem. And I went downstairs, and they in fact, did not get into the building. And I called the police back right away, and I says, look, the building's clear. I'm putting the firearm away. I'll meet you guys outside. What they did is they just drug it down the driveway, which is gravel. And when it hit the concrete apron at the end of the driveway to go to the street, it tipped over.
Wow.
So you got to picture this one. Lumpy's standing there in the middle of the street with a flashlight and a big pipe over his arm, over his shoulder. And the police roll up, and I'm like, hey, guys, if you move quick enough, you might catch him. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, look. They didn't drain the PC, the coolant out of it. They drug it down the street behind their vehicle, and they left a trail. So the police just followed the trail and caught him. Yeah, but I'm sorry. This one's definitely a five.
Me too. It's a five, no doubt.
Omni, do I have to ask?
They peed on a transformer.
I so you're going to go with a five, I take it?
No, you just insert it into a light socket. yeah, I think that one's a five.
Yeah, that's our winner. Five dunce caps for the peeing duo, I guess you could call them. And I still think a golf ball cleaner.
Ouch.
I mean, seriously, dude, you ever hear of a washcloth? wow. Okay, well, I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of Stupid a Charge, and we would definitely How Not to Pee as the winner. Rather appropriately, we're going to close it out with Al Philip and the Woo Team, I Gotta Pee. And, well, that's going to do it for us this week. But, you know, make sure you catch us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here, or Tuesday night on IndieNation.fm, because, you know, we used to do these things as needed, but the reality is there's no shortage of dumb criminals. I'm sure we'll have more news. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Catch you all next week.
That was refreshing. I've got a pee.
Well, anywhere would be fine. Do it over there.
Ooh, that felt good.
Ready?
Odds are we're ready in your ears. Take the next step. Let us be the voices in your head. Indie Nation.
It's all you get.